Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We want to learn the sunnahs and traditions of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, so we can imitate him and copy him and do the things that he used to do, so we become like him. Allah says in the Prophet, you have the best of example, walakum fi rasulillah uswatun hasana. How does the Prophet used to sit? Have you ever wondered? Did it ever cross your mind of how the Prophet used to sit around his companions on the outside in his house? What kind of position does he used to take? Now, alhamdulillah, we have so many ahadith that tells us about the Prophet's way of sitting, way of eating, way of walking, way of sleeping. When it comes to sleeping, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he would have three positions in terms of sitting. One in Arabic we call al-qurfusa, and that is that he brings both his knees up towards his chest, and he would put his hand around his knees to support him. So knees up, so he's sitting down and he pulls his knees towards his chest, and he would put his arms or his hands around his knees. Now, I'm sure you can imagine that. That's the first thing. Two, وَكَانَ يَجْثُوا عَلَى رُكْبَتَيْ. He would fold his knees, so his legs, he sits on his legs basically, so both knees are folded and he will sit on them, just the way we sit in salah when we are reciting tashahud, or when we are between the two sujoods. We sit on our feet become under us. The second thing. وَكَانَ يَثْنِي رَجْلًا وَاحَدًا وَيَبْسُطُ أُخْرَى. He would, one of his knees is up and towards his chest, and the other feet he would cross down. So like one feet cross and one is up. I'm sure you can imagine that as well. So these are the three ways that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to do in terms of sitting.
You came to me in that hour of need, when I was so lost, so lonely. You came to me, took my breath away, showed me the right way, the way to lead. You filled my heart with love, showed me the light. Now all I want is to be with you.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Mustafa ala habibika nabika Mustafa.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So we were talking about the way the Prophet sits. One thing that he never did, one particular sitting that he never did, which we always do and most of us do, وَلَمْ يُرَى مُتَرَبِّعًا قَطْ. He was never seen crossing his legs ever. It's like when we sit, we kind of cross our legs. You know, we have that, as we call the square kind of shape legs. So one feet next to other as we sit, because we find it the most comfortable. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never sat like that. So it's either one of these three. The fourth one he never did. Us, we constantly do this, especially when it comes to eating. We cross our legs. It is recommended that when we eat, we sit on the third method of the Prophet, that one feet is under us, we're sitting on, the other feet is lifted up if we are eating on the ground. Obviously, if you're eating on a chair and a table, I mean, your legs are going to be straight, correct? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially when sitting with people, he would use one of his three methods of sitting. Either he both of his legs are up towards his chest, or one is down, one is up, or both of them are under him and he's sitting on them. And the Prophet, he used to sit like that because he's constantly aware of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he always knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching him. So you might be thinking, well, are you saying that there are times where Allah is not available? He's not existing? Me and you, do we think that Allah does not exist? Technically speaking, we don't. We know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. We have no doubt about that. Such a thought would never cross our heads. But practically, we do. In our lives, we get so busy and occupied with ourselves, and we become in a state of ghafla and awareness, that we do things and we act as if he's not existing. Why do we sin? Why do we commit sins? Isn't it because we think that he's not watching, right? Because if I am certain, I have 100% certainty that he's watching me, would I and you sin? Obviously not, because he's watching. If there was someone with you in the house, like for example, a friend or a father, would you do something wrong? Would you do something haram? Obviously not, because they are there. If they are not there, that's the problem. We start to do things wrong. So me and you, we take our positions any way that we feel like, only because in practicality, we don't pay attention to the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fact that he's watching us. Now, I'm not saying that it's haram to cross your legs or to, you know, stretch your legs and do things. No, of course not. But sitting with people and sitting in general, a person needs to keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly there. And respect needs to be observed as well, because that's why the Prophet does that.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
It's said in main narration that he always mentioned this fact and this point to people. He said, I am a servant of Allah and I need to sit as a servant of Allah. Not as a king or a person who's comfortable and there's nothing after him and there are no duties that he needs to perform. So it is even that you might say, well, I mean, you know, you're really pushing it, aren't you, Sayyid? You're really going too far. No, the problem is that if we want to be like the Prophet, we do these things and these things brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if I pay attention to the way I sit, it means I'm observing the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially during food, because food is the blessings of Allah. When you sit on the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it needs to be respected accordingly as well. So sometimes when a person gives you a gift and you know the gift is a very nice gift to you, you create an atmosphere for yourself to open the gift. Same thing with food. It's a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we sit, we have to make sure that we sit in the right way, that we tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, we are keeping you in mind. So if this is how our Prophet used to sit, then me and you, we should do the same. We should keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly watching us. And even throughout our sitting, it becomes a dhikr, because I don't want to do anything that might be disrespectful towards Allah Almighty. So it's not a matter of just crossing feet or not crossing feet or doing this or doing that. No, it all revolves around what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what doesn't. We'll leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave.
رسول